I gave you all a homework 2 weeks ago.
两个礼拜后，我现在来问了。
And I'm going to ask you today.
有多少人把约翰福音头三章读了三遍的举手？路加福音，路加福音。
Luke, the first three chapters three times. Raise your hands.
啊，勉强通过。
We barely passed.
啊，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主还给我们机会可以来交通主的话。
He gave us this another opportunity to share on His word.
今天我要继续来把这个路加福音的头三章跟大家一起来思想。
Today we'll continue sharing from the first three chapters of the Gospel of Luke.
因为这个题目叫做引进基督的人。
My topic is people who ushered in Christ.
我为什么用这个题目？
And why did I choose that topic?
因为在人类的历史中，没有一件事情比创造宇宙万有的神亲自来到地上做人更伟大的一件事。
Because there's no greater thing that happened during the human history than the Son of the Creator of the universe coming into the world.
人失落了，在神的眼中。
God saw his people as lost.
因为人走上自己的道路，走上一个被撒旦蒙蔽的一条路。
Because people have chosen to go their own way and were blinded by Satan.
我们死在自己的罪恶里头。
We were dead in our own sins.
人类被死亡所拘禁。
And the human race was confined by death.
被罪恶所捆绑。
And was bounded by sin.
没有信神的人是如此，可惜的是，信神的人居然还是如此。
People who did not believe God were like this, but unfortunately, people who did believe God were under the same spell.
这是整个旧约的圣经给我们看见。
And this is something that was shown to us in the Old Testament.
人在神面前没有忠心的持守这一个神托付的见证，因此神就远离了神。
People were not faithful to uphold their commission before the Lord, so they wandered away from the Lord.
旧约的历史证明什么？
So what do we learn? What do we prove? What can we prove from the Old Testament history?
证明一件事。
It proves that
人凭着自己的力量是没有办法救自己的。
That man cannot save themselves with their own power.
因此，神来救人。
So that's why God had to come to save us.
我们的信仰是靠神的恩典来得救。
Our belief is that we're saved by God's grace.
人靠自己的力量，中国土话说，泥菩萨过江，自身难保。
By our own power, it's like the old Chinese saying, a clay Buddha cannot walk across the river.
Great. 靠自己。
We can't save ourselves.
只有我们的造我们的神，他亲自来做人，来拯救人。
Only this God who created us himself to become a man to save us.
所以我们手中的这本圣经的前半部有一个最大的应许。
There is a great promise in the Bible that we hold in our hands.
就是神要赐给不但是犹太人，而且赐给所有的外邦人一位救主。
That promise is that God will give a savior, not just to the Jews, but to all people.
所以这一次我让大家来看路加福音头三章，我就是要让大家来注意神用什么人把他的儿子第一次引进到地球上来，到人类的中间。
The reason I want you to read the first three chapters of Luke, I want you to find the kind of people God used to usher in His Son's first coming into the world.
我上次解释过了，为什么这个很重要。
I explained to you last time why I find this important.
我们手中的这本圣经的第二个部分，所谓新约的圣经，又有一个预言，又有一个应许。
Because there's a second promise in the second part of the Bible in the New Testament.
跟旧约是平行的。
And it is parallel with the promise in the first portion in the Old Testament.
还是关乎这位救主，这位神的儿子，他要第二次来到这个世界。
It still concerns the Savior, the Son of God, and His second coming into the world.
所以你看，神是公平的，对旧约的人应许他们神的儿子要来到世界，这是第一次弥赛亚来。
So God is fair. He promised the people of the Old Testament that the Messiah will come the first time.
旧约的人都知道有这回事。
And all the people of the Old Testament knows about this.
但是真正引进基督的人只有凤毛麟角一点点。
But only a few number of people were ready to usher in Christ.
今天我们来到新约的时代。
And now we're in the age of the New Testament.
而且2000年已经过去了。
And we've already gone through this 2000 years of history.
我们心里面应该有个很深的感觉。
We should have this feeling in our hearts.
神啊，你答应的那一个弥赛亚第二次要来什么时候？是近了吗？
That we need to ask the Lord, when is the time for this promised Messiah to come the second time?
我今天早晨跟大家在一起擘饼的时候，如果你来，你就听到我的妻子有一个祷告，把我吓了一跳。
If you were here during the Holy Communion this morning, you will remember that my wife's prayer really scared me.
她向神问问题。
She posed a question to the Lord.
她说，神啊，你什么时候第二次要来啊？
She asked, Lord, when are you coming the second time?
这个问题好，但是很可怕。
It's a good but terrifying question.
是主要来，我们关心，我们爱主，我们当然要主快快来。
It's true, we want him to come soon because we love him and we care about him.
那么就像学生要有知道学习结束的时候有考试啊，有期末考。
But it's kind of like, you know, if you're a student, you know you face a final before the semester ends.
那么有一种学生但愿老师永远不考试。
Some students will hope and wish that a teacher would never give them a test.
只有一种学生说巴不得老师啊，赶快考，赶快考。
But some students really look forward to the test.
你就知道前面那种学生不愿意考试的原因有一个很简单的原因。
The reason is those students who did not want a test have this reason.
啊，后面那种愿意老师赶快考试的也是有原因的。
There's also a reason for those students who desires longs for the test.
我们都做过学生，所以我们知道这个心理是什么。
As all of us have been students, you know how the heart works.
不愿意考的原因是什么？
Those who don't want tests.
啊？没有预备好吗？
Because they weren't ready, they weren't prepared.
愿意考的是什么？
Those who want a test.
已经好了嘛，赶快考。
Those who are ready and prepared, they want a test.
很简单的一个心理。
It's very a simple concept.
同样，主耶稣回来的这件事情就好像期末考一样的。
In the same way that our Lord's second coming is like the final.
有的人巴不得你永远不要来啊。
Some people would rather wish he never comes back.
有的人巴不得今天就到。
Some people want him to come back today.
差别在哪里？
The difference is,
就是你预备好吗？
Whether or not they were ready.
所以这个题目讲到引进基督的人。
So when I talk about the people who ushered in Christ,
如果你将坚信耶稣的应许一定要应验。
So if you believe that his promise will become true,
你就要问如何预备好。
Then you ought to ask yourself, how can I be prepared?
同意吗？
Agree?
对不对？所以如何预备好，我们就要去圣经里面来看第一次回来的时候哪些人预备好了。
In order to know how to prepare yourself, you have to go look in the Bible to see who those people were that were prepared the first time.
他们怎么准备的？
How did they prepare themselves?
到一个程度神就把他的儿子带进来。
So that they were ready for God to usher in their son.
所以我深深地相信，如果今天我们也满足了像这头三章圣经的这一群人的那个状态，基督就可以到了。
So I truly believe if we can be in a condition of the people who ushered in Christ the first time, then our Lord will be ready to come back a second time.
同意吗？
Agree?
哎，醒起来啊，太重要了。
Very important, so please stay awake.
No.这个是关乎你的前途，也关乎神在地上旨意的完成。
This concerns your future, and this concerns the Lord's will being accomplished on earth.
所以你没有睡觉的权利啊。
So you don't get to sleep.
今天我口气都比较重一点啊。
It seemed like I sound pretty harsh today, and please forgive me for that.
因为这个东西太重要了。
Because I think this is very important.
好，我们来读。
So let's turn to the Bible.
我要让大家先读今天的主题经文，是路加福音第一章的67节，我们要念到79节。
We'll read first read from the Gospel of Luke chapter 1 from verse 67 to 79.
一节中文，一节英文。
And we'll read one verse in Chinese, one in English.
67节第一章，他父亲撒迦利亚被圣灵充满了，就预言说，
verse 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited us and accomplished redemption for his people.
在他仆人大卫家中为我们兴起了拯救的脚。
As he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from the old. To show mercy toward our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. To grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare his ways.
叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。
Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sun rises from on high will visit us.
要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。好，第二处我们要读的是回到我们上一篇，上一个先知就是马拉基书。
The second portion we'll read is in the book of Malachi, which is the prophet we studied last time.
马拉基书我要念的是。
Malachi chapter 1 verse 20.
马拉基书,
no, it's not it.
哦，不对，不是二十节。行，啊。OK，啊，我们念三章第一节吧。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
三章第一节，万军之耶和华说。 我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的，快要来到。他来的日子，谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂白之铅，他必坐下如炼金银子的。
Malachi chapter 3 from verse 1 to 3. Behold, I am going to send my messenger. He will clear the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the days of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire. And like fuller's soap, he will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness.
我们刚刚读的路加福音，圣灵感动撒加利亚说，要凭圣洁与公义侍奉他。
Earlier, as we read in Luke, Zechariah said, we ought to serve the Lord in holiness and righteousness.
对，那我现在就要读这个马拉基书的时候，我们在这里看见这个神说同样的话，我要炼净他们，凭公义献供给神。And
here in the same way, Malachi, the Lord also said that he will refine them so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness.
好，我们往前再走一章，第二章。
In chapter 2 of Malachi,
第十节, 十一节,
verses 10 and 11,
我们岂不都是一位父吗? 岂不都是一位神所造的吗? 我们个人怎么以诡诈待弟兄, 背弃了神与我们列祖所立的约呢? 犹太人行事诡诈, 并且在以色列和耶路撒冷 行了一件可憎的事, 因为犹太人 亵渎耶和华所喜爱的圣洁，娶外邦的女子为妻。
Do we not all have one father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously against his brother, so as to profane the covenant of our fathers? Judah has dealt treacherously, and an abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord, which he loves, and has married a daughter of a foreign god.
这里讲到。 犹太人犯了一个罪，叫做 亵渎耶和华所喜爱的血。
Here a sin that the Israelites committed is profaning the sanctuary of the Lord.
所以刚刚我们念路加福音的时候讲公义与圣洁凭着这两件事情侍奉神。
Earlier we read in Luke, it says we ought to again serve the Lord in holiness and righteousness.
那他针对的问题就是犹太人没有公义，而且profane 这个地方就是亵渎。
The Jews haven't been righteous or holy, and they instead profane the Lord.
所以这个是我们从这一段圣经里面你要看见犹太人属灵的光景。
So in these passages, you can see the spiritual condition of the Israelites at the time.
好，这是我们读的第三段圣经。
And this is the third passage we'll read today.
好，我们还有两段。
There's two more.
请翻到撒母耳记第一章。
Let's turn to First Samuel. First Samuel or second?
First Samuel.
First Samuel.
对。
Chapter 3.
这里有一个姐妹。
Here there is a sister.
她叫 Hannah.
Her name was Hannah.
对。我要请大家看的是第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
对，撒母耳记上第二章第一节。
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 1.
哈拿祷告说：“我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢心。”
And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart exults in the Lord; my horn exulted in the Lord. My mouth speaks boldly against my enemies, because I."Rejoice in your salvation.
我们跳到第十节。
Let's go down to verse 10.
与耶和华争竞的必被打碎，耶和华必从天上以雷攻击他，必审判地极的人，将力量赐予所立的王，高举受高者的脚。
Those who contend with the Lord will be shattered. Against them he will thunder in the heavens.The Lord will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give strength to his king, and will exalt the horn of his anointed.
最后一段。
Our last passage.
创世纪二十二章。
In Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
我们从十六节到十八节。
From verse 16 to 18.
这段话是神对亚伯拉罕说的。
This is what the Lord has said to Abraham.
十六节我们要念到16-18哈。耶和华说：“你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说：论福，我必赐大福给你。”论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
And said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing, have not withheld your son, your only son. Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore."And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
好，我们圣经读这么多。
Okay, this is our passage reading.
两礼拜前，我是把那个空档的四百年那个历史的背景跟大家做了一点介绍。
Two weeks ago, I gave you a historical background of the 400 years during which the Lord did not speak.
那么神在那沉默的四百年里头，在暗中，在大环境里头做了很重要的安排。
During his 400 years of silence, the Lord was working and planning the condition behind it.
让他的儿子能够来到这个世界，而且让这一个福音可以借着那个时候的环境，向四面八方传开这个好消息。
So to prepare.The time and the environment for his son's coming and for the gospel to be able to spread to all corners of the earth.
那么然后你就会发现在那个黑暗的四百年中间 并不是一点希望都没有。
And you'll find that in those dark 400 years, it's not completely hopeless.
宏观来讲是的，没有人在纪念啊、神的作为，以色列人很多的人也根本那个心不在神的面前了。
From a grand scheme, you can see that many of the Israelites have turned their hearts away from the Lord, and nobody remembered the Lord anymore.
可是还有一小撮的人，他们在神的面前没有忘记神说过的话。
But there is still a small group of people who did not forget what the Lord has said to them.
那么这个头一章你就看到一对夫妇。
In the first chapter of Luke, you see a couple.
这对夫妇是在圣殿里面做祭司的。
They were priests who served in the temple.
但是呢，他们的生命中有一个很大的遗憾。
But there is one great regret in their life.
就是没有儿子。
That is, they do not have a child.
对犹太人来讲，如果你这个家没有儿子，证明一件事，你有问题。
For the Israelites, it's regarded as a problem if a family does not have a son.
因为如果你是蒙神恩典、蒙神祝福的，神会给你子女的。
Because if you're blessed by the Lord will bless you with children.
他们虽然在神的面前过一个，你如果看第一章的时候，他说他们是义人，第六节，遵行主一切的诫命礼仪，没有可以指责的，是一个义人。
These were good people. In chapter 1, verse 6, it says they were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord.
照人的理解，是这样好的一个义人，神应该大大的祝福他们。
From a human understanding, these good people, righteous people, should be greatly blessed by the Lord.
可是奇怪，好人倒霉。
But unfortunately, good people suffer.
不义的人可能很顺利，义人反而在这个时候，你看不见神在他们身上有什么具体的祝福。
The unrighteous people might prosper, but in this righteous couple, it seems like they did not receive the blessing from the Lord.
但是没有因为这样，他们这对夫妻就算了，反正同物合流吧。
But they did not let themselves go with the rest of the world because of that.
他们到了老年，仍然坚持在圣殿里面侍奉神。
And this couple in their elderly years, they continue to serve the Lord in the temple.
我想他们到那个时候已经放弃了。孩子的问题。
I think by this time they've already given up on the hope of having a child.
因为圣经说第七节，两个人又年纪老迈了。
Because in verse 7 it says they were both advanced in years.
所以他们从年轻一直敬畏神，到了老年还是敬畏神，没有因为没有儿女，没有祝福，他们就放弃，就拉倒。
So these people from their younger years into their elderly years, they continue to serve the Lord. They did not give up because the Lord did not bless them with a child.
好，那么那一天他们正在侍奉神的时候，神天使就向他显现。
So on the day when Zacharias was serving in the temple, the angel appeared to him.
说你的妻子明年这时候要生儿子。
And said to him, your wife will be with child next year.
他简直喜得不敢信。
I think he's so happy that he did not dare to believe it.
问了一大堆问题，天使说你还是闭嘴吧，他就变成哑巴了。
He asked a bunch of questions. The angel said, you know, I'm just going to tell you not to speak, be silent and not be able to speak until this thing has taken place.
他问东问西，哎，他变成哑巴，不能讲话，一直等到儿子生出来。
So because he asked so many questions, the angel said, I'm just going to make you mute until the son comes.
好，等到儿子出来了，他就被圣灵感动，说了一段很重要很重要的话。
When his son was born, Zacharias was touched by the Spirit, and he said this very important prophecy.
这就是我们刚刚念的，从67节一直讲到79节，是一个预言。
And that's the prophecy we read in verses 67 to 79.
这段预言是讲到他来解释到底这个儿子生出来在神的计划里头是有什么重要的角色。
And this prophecy spoke of the important role of his son in God's overall plan.
他说在圣灵充满里面就说了预言，主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因为他眷顾他的百姓，为他们施行救赎。
Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited us and accomplished redemption for his people.
神要把他早年说过的话 他的应许现在要兑现了。
God is ready to fulfill the promise he had given the Israelites earlier.
那他就引用了两处的圣经。
And he drew on two earlier passages.
他第一处他说，在他仆人大卫家中为我们兴起拯救的教。
First in verse 69, he says, He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David, his servant.
后面是一个括弧。
There's a parenthesis behind it.
七十节，正如主界的创始以来圣先知的口所说的话。换言之，神说这个话老早说了好多次了。
And he says, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophet from of old, which means the Lord has said this before many years ago.
所以四百年神没有说话，现在神一说就提醒我以前讲过这些话。
So for 400 years God did not speak, but as soon as he speaks, he said, I told you this years and years ago.
现在要发生的事情不是偶发事件，是老早都在神的计划里面的一个重要的一步。
What's happening now is not a coincidence, but it's a fulfillment of what he had planned and promised many years ago.
那么这段话是最早谁说的呢？
Who said these words from at the very beginning?
神要在大卫的家中为我们兴起拯救的脚，这句话是谁说的？
The phrase that he will raise up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David. Who said this?
Hannah. Hannah 是谁？
And who was Hannah?
Hannah 是撒母耳的妈妈，对不对？
She was the mother of the prophet Samuel.
那么她在什么这个背景之下说了这段重要的预言呢？
And what condition was Hannah under that caused her to say this?
那你就会发现哈拿也有一个很稀奇的经历。
You'll discover that Hannah had an interesting experience as well.
哈拿的经历跟这对夫妻的经历有一种类同之处。
And it's similar to the experiences of this couple, Zacharias and Elizabeth.
哈拿如果去读那个撒母耳记上的那一段历史，你就会发现她也没有小孩子。
If you read First Samuel, you'll discover that Hannah herself did not have child.
那么她的丈夫娶了两个老婆，那另外一个老婆呢拼命生，她一个也生不出来。
Her husband had two wives. The other wife had a number of children, but she didn't have any.
所以她就变成二等公民。
So she became
或者二等老婆。
She became a second class citizen.
那么那个生得出来就拼命讥笑她。
And the other wife will often make fun of her.
她是以泪洗面。
And she was often in tears.
丈夫是喜欢她，就拼命跟她，你我不是胜过比十个儿子更好吗？她根本不懂我在讲什么。
The husband actually prefers Hannah and tells her, "Isn't it enough that you have me? Isn't it better than having 10 sons?"
所以她是一个很痛苦的女人。
So she was a woman who had a great deal of suffering.
带着痛苦就到圣殿里面去祷告。
And in her suffering, she brought her prayer to the temple.
祷告祷告，那个圣殿里面有一个老祭司叫以利。
And she was praying, and the old priest Eli was at the temple.
他一定有老花眼。
And I'm sure in his advanced years, he's not seeing very clearly.
每次看这女人跑来祷告。
He often saw this woman come and pray.
可是又没有声音。
And she never speaks out loud.
就看她的嘴巴嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟在那动。
Her lips were moved, but she never spoke out loud.
所以以利就有一个结论，这个女人一定是不正经的女人，每次喝酒喝醉了就跑到圣殿里面泥泥弄弄，不知道讲什么。
Eli thought she was not a proper woman, that she was drunk when she came into the temple.
那么然后，所以在家中他也蒙羞，跑到圣殿神的家他还是蒙羞。
So she felt that she was ashamed in her house, and she's also misunderstood and shamed in God's temple.
中国的土话说倒霉就倒到家。
So she was really felt like everything was against her.
对不对？但是他并没有因为这个就灰心。
But she did not become discouraged because of these circumstances.
外面的环境没有一件事情让他快乐，都是让他沮丧。
Seemed like everything in her life would cause her to be sad, and nothing can lift her spirit.
为什么好人总是沮丧倒霉呢？
And we often feel the same way. How come the good people would suffer?
有原因的。
There are reasons.
她慢慢每次来圣殿祷告的时候，
Every time as she comes to the temple to pray,
她就发现，哎呀，圣殿里的祭司那个以利嘛老了，儿子嘛又不像样。
She would look at these priests in the temple. Eli is advanced in age, and his sons were not doing a good job.
道德上腐朽，行为上粗暴。
They were immoral and they were rude.
所以，他忽然间发现，哎呀，我是痛苦的女人，可是有一个人跟我一样痛苦。
So Hannah felt, even though I'm suffering, someone else is suffering just like me.
谁呀？神。
God is.
弟兄姊妹，当你发现天下不是只有你一个人受苦，
When you discover, brothers and sisters, that you're not the only one having a hard time in this world,
还有一个人比你更苦，
Someone else is as much pain as you are,
他是你从来没有想过的，
And he's somebody that you don't pay much attention to.
你的受苦是神用这个苦把你的眼睛打开来看，还有一个人比你更苦。
Your suffering is a tool God uses to open your eyes to see His own suffering.
他发现神家也没有儿子。
Hannah discovered that God does not have a son either in his house.
神的家应该是一个蒙神恩典，人在这里得帮助的地方，今天却是一个蒙羞啊。羞辱主名的地方。
God's house should be a place when His name is exalted, but now it's full of shame.
所以他就把他的祷告改了。
So she changed her prayer.
他祷告什么？
How does she pray now?
他说：“神啊，我以前是为自己祷告，要求儿子。”
She said that God, I used to pray for myself for a son.
现在我不这么祷告了。
And I'm not going to pray this way anymore.
神啊，你如果给我一个儿子，我马上把这个儿子献给你。
She said, God, if you will give me a son, I will offer the son to you.
而且我许愿他是终身做拿细耳人。
And I said, I promise he will have the vow of the Nazarene.
拿细耳人什么意思？就是说，在旧约只有一种人可以侍奉神，就是利未人。
In the Old Testament, only one kind of people can serve in the temple, that's the Levites.
那么，可是神给其他十一个支派还有一条路可以侍奉神。
But God gives the other people of the other 11 tribes a chance too to serve Him.
神说，如果你们愿意许这个拿细耳人的愿，那你们就可以侍奉神。你要符合这个条件。
God said, if you're willing to take the vow of the Nazarite, then you can serve Him all your life.
那么哈拿这个支派不是利未支派，所以他们家族不可能侍奉神的。
So Hannah is not from the house of the Levites. So her family, people from her family can't serve God.
所以她在神面前说，神啊，这个儿子生出来，他终身做拿细耳人，这样他可以侍奉你。
So she made this promise to God that this son, if you will give me a son, he shall serve you all the days of his life.
让神家有人。
So that you will have a person in your house to serve.
可以照着神的旨意来侍奉神。
Who can serve you according to your will.
哦，这个祷告一祷。
So that prayer came out.
你就发现神马上答应他的祷告。
God immediately answers her prayer.
他果然得了一个儿子。
She had a son.
他就把他一直养到他断奶。
She kept him until he was weaned.
断奶那天就带了这个儿子到圣殿献祭，把这个儿子献给神。
On the day he was weaned, she took him to the temple and offered him to the Lord.
然后就是第二章的祷告。
And then she gave this prayer in chapter 2 that
we read. 刚刚我们读的那段话就是哈拿就在那里敬拜神，说神啊，你要在大卫的家中兴起一个拯救的脚，让我们犹太人可以脱离仇敌的手。
And the prayer that we read earlier, Hannah said that the Lord will raise up a horn from the household of David, that he will be our salvation.
所以哈拿是一个了不起的姐妹。
So Hannah was a tremendous sister.
神带她有个突破。
And God gave her a revelation.
在他生命的痛苦的日子里头，他慢慢看见有一个更高的旨意。
In her suffering, in her daily life, she saw a higher goal.
有个更高的应许是大过你小小的哈拿的。
A higher promise, bigger than herself.
是关乎整个的以色列家。
And concerns all the house of Israel.
是关乎神整个旨意的前进的方向。
Concerns the direction of God's plan.
因此这件事他就把他儿子完全献给神，他这个时候还没有儿子。
Because she realizes this, she offers the son she has yet to have to God.
当他在面前做了这一个祷告以后，神就答应他的祷告，他也履行他的诺言。
So when she prayed this way, God answered her prayer and she fulfilled her part of the promise.
神就让他看见了大卫的脚，这个拯救的脚。
God showed her this horn of David, this horn of salvation.
所以如果你把第二章这一个哈拿的祷告去读的时候，你就会发现是一个受圣灵感动的一个预言，讲到大卫家有一个拯救的脚要来。
So if you read Hannah's prayer in chapter 2, you'll see that it's a prophecy concerning the salvation.
你就会发现现在撒加利亚怎么样，在圣灵感动里面，就是说现在在我们犹太人中间要发生的事情，就跟当年哈拿说的那件事情今天
And Zacharias also saw this promise. He said, what was promised or was prophesied in Hannah is now occurring before your eyes.
那有没有人想过, 这个大概, 这件事, 当初哈拿讲过以后, 到现在, 实现了,
you have any idea how many years have gone by from the days of Hannah when she prophesied this to now when Zechariah repeats this?
大概1000年,
about 1,000 years.
看见没有? 神在1000年前答应过犹太人有这件事情要发生, 到1000年后时间时候满足神就他的儿子降世。
So 1,000 years ago, God mentioned this. Now 1,000 years later, the time is now, his son will appear.
可是他还没完。
So he's not done yet.
71节说, 拯救我们脱离仇敌和一切恨我们之手。
Verse 71, Zechariah says, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us.
向我们列祖施怜悯纪念他的圣约, 就是他对我们祖宗亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
To show mercy toward our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father.
所以这里第二处的引的圣经是再往前又推1000年, 就是离现在讲话2000年前他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕的时代, 神说过什么?
Now he's referring even further back in history, about 2,000 years from the time he's speaking to the time of Abraham.
那就是我们刚刚念的最后一段圣经。
And that's the last passage we read earlier.
那一天是什么事情?
On that day, what had happened?
那一天是神给亚伯拉罕的毕业考。
That was the final exam that God gave to Abraham.
神考亚伯拉罕什么事?
What was the exam?
把你那个心肝宝贝, 你独生的那个儿子现在祭坛上给我。
To offer on the altar his precious one and only son.
这我们每个基督徒都应该听过这个故事。
And I think all of you Christians have heard of that story. How did Abraham do on that test?
啊? 100分。
He got 100%.
他没有跟神辩论, 没有从来不问神说神啊你为什么这样为什么那样, 他你怎么说他就
He didn't argue with God. He didn't ask why. He did exactly as God asked.
因为他相信一件事情, 神的意念高过人的意念。
Because he truly believes God's will is higher than his own will.
神的旨意高过人的旨意。
And God's understanding is higher than his.
我想得通,想不通,没有关系的。
Whether or not it makes sense to me doesn't matter.
我们今天现代的人就说,我想不通,我就不干。
For us, our logic tells us if it doesn't make sense to me, I won't do it.
你想通你就是上帝。
But if everything makes sense to you, then you must be God.
因为你的脑袋永远不会比神的思想更清楚, 你的眼光永远不会比神的眼光更大。
Because it's impossible for your head to think as clearly as God's.
所以神对我们要求的不是你想通没有, 是顺服没有。
What God requires of us is whether or not, it's not whether or not it makes sense to you, but whether or not you're going to obey.
我说话的时候,你是不是就凭信心接受?
When I tell you something, do you just accept it by faith?
这是神对人类的要求。
That's what God requires of us.
你懂,你执行,你不懂呢,还是执行。
You do it when you understand what I'm saying. You do it sometimes even when you don't understand what I'm asking.
这个叫做顺服。
That's what's obeying.
所以那一天,亚伯拉罕在神面前为什么他过关了? 因为他是一个顺服的人。
The reason Abraham passed his test is because he is a man who obeyed.
他一顺服,神马上就答应给他一个最伟大的祝福。
As soon as he obeyed, God gave him a great promise.
那么这个祝福是包括了什么呢?
And that promise includes
包括了一个儿子。
Includes a seed.
这个儿子有两方面。
And there are two things about the seed.
要得着仇敌的门。
He will receive his enemies.
No, no, no. Receive his enemy. 他是 possess the gate of their enemies.
He will possess the gate of his enemies.
他要把仇敌的门打垮。
He will trample on the gate of his enemies.
而且地上的万国因为这个儿子或者这个种得福。
And all the nations of the earth will be blessed because of the seed.
我不知道那天亚伯拉罕听到神讲这句话的懂还是不懂,我不知道。
I don't know whether or not Abraham understood what was told him.
我为什么这样讲,因为这个话太大了。
The reason I say that is because it seemed like these promises were so grand.
我是献上了我的独生儿子,可是神给我的祝福,第一,这儿子要打破仇敌的门。
I was willing to offer my son, but my promise says my son will be able to overcome the enemies.
第二, 不但我的家族, 我的后代蒙福, 他说万国都要因为你的子孙而蒙福。
Secondly, not only will my household be blessed, but all the nations will be blessed because of my seed.
那我不管亚伯拉罕懂还是不懂, 但今天圣灵借着撒加利亚就向他们解释, 这个当年的2000年前讲的, 现在兑现。
And today, through the Holy Spirit, through Zacharias, this is explained, this promise is explained.
神的弥赛亚要来,
the Messiah of God will come.
他被称为亚伯拉罕的儿子,大卫的儿子。
He will be called the son of Abraham and the son of David.
这是新约的第一句话。
This is something that was in the very first
statement
in the New Testament.
马太福音第一章第一节就讲了这句话。
In Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
那么现在在撒加利亚的圣灵感动他的话语里头, 他也讲到 同样的原则,
and then Zacharias, being touched by the Holy Spirit, speaks of the same principle.
换言之, 耶稣的来不是偶发事件, 耶稣的来是在神大计划里面的一步。
So the coming of Jesus, the first coming of Jesus, is not a coincidence, but a step in God's grand plan.
他来干嘛?
What did he come to do?
他这里说, 从仇敌的手中被救出来。
To grant us that we... that we being rescued from the hand of our enemies.
消极的是从仇敌的手中被救出来。
Passively, it seemed like we're being saved by from our enemies.
但是不是目的。
But that's not the end purpose.
目的是什么? 可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁、公义侍奉他。
The end purpose is that we might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
所以这个好消息是包括两个部分。
So this good news has two parts.
耶稣基督的来到世界, 他带给人类两个主要的工作。
Jesus comes into the world to bring us these two things.
第一, 从仇敌的手中释放出来。
One, to free us and rescue us from the hand of our enemies.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
人啊, 每一个基督徒啊, 谁是你的仇敌, 你知道吗?
For all of us, each of us, do we know who our enemy is?
你没有信主以前, 你是在那个仇敌的手下, 被吃的死死死的, 一点盼望都没有。
Before you were saved, you were under the hand of that enemy.
你知道谁是你的老板吗, 那个时候?
And do you know who your enemy was at the time?
圣经说, 我们是死在罪恶与过犯之中。
The Bible tells us we were dead in our sins and transgressions.
死做了王,
death was reigning in us.
我们生在罪中,
we were born in sin, we were going to be dead in sin.
我们没有人能够从这个控制的里面能够出来。
Nobody can free themselves from that control.
因此我们跟神跟圣洁的神是背道而驰的。
So we were on opposite directions with our holy God.
所以一个蒙恩的神的儿女, 你要知道, 你是蒙释放, 真正蒙神解放的人。
So a child saved by God's grace, you have to first recognize you were freed by God.
从仇敌的手中被救出来, 这是福音的第一个部分。
That's the first part of the gospel, that we were rescued from the hand of our enemies.
我们可以自由了, 我们从罪和这个死的辖制中被释放了。
We're freed and we're saved from under the bondage of sin and death.
最近的几年, 我们教会,
in the past few years, things that happened in our church,
一连串发生很多很多很可怕的事,
a series of very scary things have happened.
可怕的事是什么呢?
And what is scary about those things?
是基督徒仍然被罪所捆绑所辖制,
that is Christians who are still under the bondage of sin and death.
这个罪还不是一些小的罪,杀杀谎啊,这个,嫉妒嫉妒了,还不是这些小罪。
And we're not talking about small sins like telling a lie.
是可怕的大罪,
but terrifying sins.
这些大罪在圣经里面你去找的话, 真是叫你, 恐惧, 我已经没有名词可以形容。
These sins, as if you look them up in the Bible, it would just cause you to be terrified.
这些罪在圣经里面, 如果去旧约的话, 是用石头打死的。
If you committed these sins in the Old Testament, you are to be stoned.
打父母的是被石头打死的。
Those who abuse their parents will be stoned.
犯淫乱的是用石头打死的。
Those who commit adultery will be stoned.
这样的罪，今天在教会里面一样找得到。
And you can find these type of sins in church.
而屡劝不改啊。
And those, even if you try to speak to them, they don't want to change.
不但不改，还说这是神许可让他这样做的。
Not only do they not change, they say that God allows it.
我们没有认识神救我们是叫我们脱离仇敌的手，是仇敌的捆绑。
We do not realize that God saves us so that we may be rescued from the hand of the enemy.
我们没有以犯罪为可怕的事。
We do not feel that our sins are.
我们还在最终以为乐。
We still find joy in our sin.
这个比犯罪更可怕。
And that is even scarier.
如果我们犯罪，我们知罪，能够在神面前有忧伤痛悔的心，你有福。
If you know you've sinned, that you come before the Lord with a contrite heart, then you're blessed.
因为你有救。
And because you are able to be saved again.
我今天痛心的是，我们犯了罪还不悔改，还要说这是神允许我这样做。
What hurts my heart is those who sinned and who are not willing to repent.
不是外邦人，是我们在这里受洗过的基督徒。
And I'm not talking about unbelievers. I'm talking about the Christians who were actually baptized.
我们的福音是白听了。
We really didn't.
神救我们白救了。
God really saved us in vain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个基督徒必须敬畏神。
Oh, each of us Christians, we need to have a fear of the Lord.
我们不能以罪为好像，哎呀，这是不得已的，没办法。No, 罪就是罪，要对付掉。
Sin needs to be dealt with.
罪，你马上就要在神面前。认罪悔改。
You need to immediately confess.
你自己不知道的时候，弟兄姊妹提醒你的时候，你要赶快在神的面前说：“神啊，对不起，我得罪了你。”
If you didn't realize yourself and others have reminded you to it, you need to immediately confess and repent.
这才是一个正常应该的反应。
That is a natural right response.
但是今天不是了。
But unfortunately, today.
今天基督徒已经觉得犯罪，你又能把我怎么样
？Today's Christians feels like we can sin. What are you going to do about it?
这个是什么态度
？What kind of attitude is that?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要敬畏神
We need to have a fear
今天的一个时代是不敬畏神
In today's world, there's no fear for the Lord
我们以犯罪作为家常便饭认为天下乌鸦一般黑我这样犯犯又怎么样
We are so accustomed to sinning we feel like everyone does it
亲爱的弟兄姊妹不要骗自己
Do not fool yourself, brothers and sisters
神是可畏的神
God is worthy of our fear
他是烈火他要审判的
He is a refining fire. He will judge.
所以我们不要与火做玩游戏啊。
Do not play with fire.
所以在这个地方他说我们是从罪里面被释放出来这个是何等大的福音。
It's really a wonderful gospel that we're rescued from the hand of our enemies.
我们被拯救出来我们就要敬畏神不要再滚回去了。
Since we're rescued, we need to serve the Lord and not go back to our ways.
那么这还是消极的积极的是什么
Even more proactively,
所有蒙拯救的罪人
all the,
我们不是只是脱离罪就哈利路亚就完了没有了还有嘞
Sinners saved by grace, that's not the end of it, there's more.
下面积极的是终身在他面前怎么样我们一起念坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他
Proactively,We should serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
侍奉神是人被造的最终的目的
Serving God is the ultimate purpose of creation of man.
今天有很多的基督徒认为我只要蒙拯救将来死了能够上天堂哈利路亚这就是我在神面前满足的一件事
Many Christians feel satisfied if they're saved they go to heaven that's the end of that.
我要跳着脚说没有这回事
I need to just jump up and down and tell you that's not it.
如果你蒙了神的拯救，你就停在那里了，没有把自己奉献给神，来说神啊，现在我不再活着为自己，我是一生来侍奉你。你没有这样做的话，保罗说的话说可咒可诅。
If you're stopping at getting to heaven and not willing to offer yourself to serve the Lord, then woe is to you, as Paul has said.
这里说终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁和公义。
He tells us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
侍奉神是荣耀的事。
Serving God is a glorious thing.
侍奉神是我们被造的目的。
Serving God is the purpose of our creation.
神的儿子到地上来把我们从罪里释放出来，付了生命的代价，为的是让你、让我、让我们所有的基督徒干嘛？我们一起说，太小声了。侍奉神。
The Son of God gave up His life to save all of us for the purpose of all of us to be able to serve God.
我不知道还要怎么讲。
I don't know what else to tell you.
侍奉神什么意思？
What does it mean to serve God?
就是你活着是为着他而活的。
Means you live for Him.
你所有的一切是为着他，荣耀他。
All that you do is for the purpose of glorifying Him.
如果你不是为了荣耀他，你是在那里在地上为你自己，为你的家庭，你错了。
If what you do is not for the purpose of glorifying Him, but for yourself or for your family, then you've done wrong.
神给你的家，给你的儿女，这一切给你的事业、健康，不是为你自己。
God gives you your life, your family, your career, your health, is not just for yourself.
是为着侍奉神。
It's for the purpose of serving Him.
你是神的祭司。
You are the priest of God.
你要把该献给神的好好的每天的献给神。
You need to offer him what is due him every day.
但是有两个条件。
But there are two conditions.
圣洁和公义。
To do so in holiness and righteousness.
旧约的以色列人是不是侍奉呢？从表面来看，他们是侍奉的。
The Israelites of the Old Testament served as well.
他们有没有圣殿？有。
They had a temple.
有没有祭物？有。
They had all those sacrifices.
可是神满意不满意？不满意。
But God was not pleased.
为什么？
Why?
我们刚刚读了两处的这个马拉基书。
In the place we read earlier in Malachi.
马拉基书里面就是神最后的一段话了，说到犹太人啊，你要悔改啊。
This is the last words of God in the Old Testament asking the Israelites to repent.
你是侍奉我，可是没有凭着公义啊。
Because these priests were not serving in righteousness.
你们这些侍奉我，有罪啊，形态是亵渎我。
And in their life they profaned God.
所以他们从表面看是一切行礼如仪，是照章办事。
It seemed like from the outside they were doing everything according to order.
到了节日，他们到圣殿来祷告，来献祭。从外表来看，他们都是很敬虔的人。
During festivals, they come together to pray and to offer sacrifices, seeming like they are very devout people.
但是神说啊，你们能够骗人，不能骗我。
But God said you can fool people, but you can't fool me.
People 从看外面的。
People look at the outside.
耶和华是看什么？里面的。
Our Lord looks at your hearts.
我刚刚说了，我说我们教会出了很多很多的事。
Earlier I mentioned the events that had occurred in this church.
我痛心的是，我在讲台上讲，可是坐在讲台下照样犯罪。
What breaks my heart is what I will preach from here. I've been on the pulpit. People who are sitting down below who continue in their sin.
我在讲台上一直讲到我们要侍奉神。要圣洁。
I always talk about serving God.
可是我们能够发现犯罪的弟兄姐妹坐在台下照听讲道不误，照样拨饼，照样到主的面前唱诗祷告，还公开祷告。
And we see these people who are sinning would come to meetings, they would attend Holy Communion, they would pray, even pray publicly.
我们把神当作什么？啊，我们把神当作什么？庙里的偶像嘛。
We turn God into an idol in the temple.
庙里的偶像是坐在那里纹风不动的。
The idol in the temple, it sits there, it doesn't do anything.
从来没有责备罪人的。
It doesn't rebuke sinners.
错了，我们的神要责备罪人的。
Our God rebukes.
我们的神万不以有罪的为无罪的。
Our God will not regard
you as sinless. 他背后你的罪，四父及子三四代。
He will look after your sin until three generations.
我们怎么不怕神？我真是不懂。
I don't understand how we cannot fear God.
这些犹太人就是这样，他们不怕神。
And these Israelites were like that. They did not fear God.
所以神就说了，我要做一件事。
So God said, I will do this.
第一，我派我的使者先跟你们说话。
First, I'll send my messenger to speak to you.
如果你们不悔改，我要派我另外一个使者。
If you do not repent, I will send another.
他来干什么？他说他要像炼金人的火。
He will be like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
也就是说，你们不把罪对付清楚，我来帮你们对付。
What he's saying is, if you don't deal with your sin, I will deal with it for you.
注意听， 罪你可以有两种方式来解决，一个是自己到神的面前认罪悔改。
You can deal with sin two ways. One, you can go before the Lord and confess and repent.
跟罪彻底划清界限。
And completely draw a line between you and the sin.
主动的向神表态，神啊，我立志在你面前过一个圣洁的生活，靠着圣灵的能力。
And say to the Lord, Lord, I want to live a holy life before you by the help of the Holy Spirit.
这是神愿意的。
And he likes that.
愿意所有的罪人悔改归向神。
He desires all sinners to repent and go before him.
今天是恩门大开始，我们没有一个是义人，我们都需要神救赎的恩典。
His gate of grace is open to all of us because we're all sinners.
但是神说时间会到。
But God said that there will be a time.
我的使者要来。
When my messenger will come.
他要像炼金人的火与漂布人的剑。
He will be like refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
他要像火，要像剑。
He'll be like a fire.
就是他替你来把罪除掉。
He will deal with sin for you.
用什么方法？用火。
With fire.
用什么方法？用剑。
With soap.
他要让这个温度升到最高。
He will turn up the temperature.
要把我们身上所有的杂质炼尽。
He will burn away all the dross in our lives.
这还是神的恩典。
That's still his grace.
因为他要的是你的灵魂，他不要你的罪。
Because he wants your soul, he doesn't want your sin.
所以神要审判我们，把我们身上的罪洗干净。
God will judge us and wash clean all the sins from us.
所以这是神出手的时候，那日子不好过。
So when God is doing this, it's not going to be very comfortable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们自己选，我们要走哪一条路。
Brothers and sisters, you can choose for yourself.
你可以自己来到神面前说，神啊，求你鉴察我，像大卫的祷告一样。
You can go before the Lord and ask like David did for the Lord to examine your heart.
神啊，求你看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
See if there's any evil ways in me.
试验我。
Test me.
知道我的意念。
And know my thoughts.
今天的问题不在外面，今天的问题是我们怎么想，是里面的问题。
The problem is not what you do on the outside, but how your mind works, what you're thinking.
今天我也碰到很多很多的人，脑袋有问题。
I've met many people who have problems in their head.
一加一等于三。
If they will tell me 1+1=3.
怎么讲一加一等于三，老是扭不过来，这是脑袋有问题。
They just can't figure it out.
犹太人就是这样。
That's how the Israelites were.
神跟他们说，你们得罪我，他们哪里得罪你啊？
God said, you have gone against me. They said, how have we done so?
你神就讲了具体，你犯了这个罪，这有什么了不起啊？
And God would tell them, you've sinned in this way. And they said, what does that matter?
所以因为是脑袋有问题。
So there's something wrong with their head.
黑的已经不是黑了，黑的也可以是白，也可以是灰，脑袋有问题了，观念有问题了。
To them, black and white is not so black and white anymore.
哎呀，我心里真是急死了。
I really am just so anxious in my heart.
我信主四十多年。
I've been a Christian for 40 some years.
我没有看过基督徒的灵命可以堕落到今天这个程度。
I've never seen Christian spiritual life being as fallen as it has fallen today.
这都是近五年的事。
In the last 5 years.
而且一年不如一年。
And year by year, it just gets worse.
所以这里有一个好消息。
But we have a good news here.
神答应的那个拯救的脚。
The horn of salvation got promised.
他要来。
He will come.
他要拯救我们脱离仇敌的手。
He will rescue us from the hand of our enemies.
但是你必须愿意。
But you must be willing.
你如果不愿意，那没有办法。
If you're not,
你如果愿意，你再大的罪，神都可以把你解放出来。
If you're not willing, then God can't do anything. But if you are willing, no matter what kind of sin you have committed, God will save you.
所以我们在神的面前要有个敬畏神的心，谦卑与他同行，不要跟神顶着来。
So you have to have a fearful heart before the Lord and go before him humbly and not be stubborn against him.
大卫这么蒙神拣选合神心意的，他也犯了严重的罪，但是每一次有人指出他的罪，他不说我哪里有啊，没有，他马上怎么样，认罪悔改。
David, who was so beloved by the Lord, also sinned a great deal, but he was not stubborn when that sin was pointed out to him.
所以我们应该最起码像孔老夫子说，闻过则喜啊。People used to tell Confucius, and Confucius said, "That's right, I'm wrong." Anytime when someone mentioned I'm wrong, I'm very happy. 闻过则喜啊。
So be happy when someone tells you you're wrong.
为什么？
Why?
因为我看不见自己的黑暗，你指出我的黑暗，我应该高兴，我马上去对付。
Because we often don't see our own darkness, so when that's pointed out to us, you ought to rejoice.
神今天还忍耐我们，他要我们悔改。
God still has tolerance for us today, and He wants us to repent.
那么现在要生的这个孩子，是七十六节。你要称为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的面前，预备他的道路。
And the child which is to be born is born will be called the prophet of the Most High, and you will go on before the Lord to prepare his ways.
这是指的是约翰说的。
This is speaking of John the Baptist.
那换言之，不但这个爸爸是引进基督的人，连他的儿子也是引进基督的人。
So his father and the child will be the people who usher in Christ.
他们怎么样把基督引进来呢？因为他们在神面前认识神的旨意。
They ushered in Christ because they were a people who knew God's will.
他们是读圣经的人，知道神的应许不会落空。
They were a people who read His word and know that His promise would not fall short.
他们的人生有没有缺陷？有严重的缺陷。
Their lives are flawed as well.
但是这些缺陷只有把他们更带到神的面前去。
But these flaws in their lives bring them even closer to God.
所以他们的祷告就蒙神答应。
So their prayers were answered by God.
然后他就说，叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩，因我们的神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
To give to his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins,Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunshine from on high would visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death.
这是很形象的说法。
It's a very descriptive way of saying this.
他讲到清晨的日光。
Speaking of the sunrise from on high.
破晓的阳光在那个最黑暗的时候，黎明到了。
From the darkest of the night, dawn comes with the sunlight.
如果你能够像这些先知们一样，知道今天的时代是在最黑暗的时候。
If you know like these prophets knew that today's day and age is the darkest of night.
今天我们看见的这些属灵的情形，你真是知道在神面前，哎呀，黑暗还能比这个更黑吗？
If you look at the spiritual condition of people around you, you have to recognize this is really the darkest of dark nights.
只能叫我们忧伤。只能叫我们流泪。
It causes to be sad and to be tearful.
但是他说，好消息来了。
But the good news is,
晨光就要照在最黑暗的时候。
The sunrise will shine upon the darkness.
是从高天来的。
From on high.
今天我们的盼望不在人身上。
Our hope is not in man.
今天我们的盼望是在坐宝座的神。
Our hope is in our God who sits on the throne.
他还纪念他曾经说过的应许。
He remembers his promise.
当时这些人他引用神一千年前、两千年前答应过的话。
Zechariah referred to God's promise from 1,000 years ago and 2,000 years ago.
他们没有忘记神的应许。
They did not forget God's promise.
那么今天我们在主耶稣第二次要回来之前，我们有没有人能够想起？主以前在哪里说过什么话
And today, a people like us, before his second coming, have we remembered his promises?
抓住这个话
Hold on to his word.
祷告
And pray.
神要因我们的祷告要把他的儿子引进来
Through our prayers, God will bring in his son.
如果今天地上教会不祷告神儿子没有办法回来
If God's church does not pray on earth today, God's son cannot be ushered in.
什么人会祷告呢就是认识主心意的人会祷告。
And those who know the heart of God will pray.
认识圣经的人会祷告。
Those who know the Bible will pray.
有圣灵充满的人会祷告。
Those who are filled by the Holy Spirit will pray.
所以 如果我们要做引进基督的人，我们要效法他们的脚踪。
So if you want to be a people who ushers in Christ, you want to follow these people's footsteps.
所以今天我是讲到撒加利亚这对夫妻。
Today I want to, what I share with you is Zechariah and Elizabeth.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们带着忧伤的心来到你的施恩宝座。
Lord, we come before your throne with a sorrowful heart.
我们好像那生产的孕妇，该生产了，可是没有力气，一点力气都没有。
Or like a woman who is about to give birth, time is here, but she's too weak to do so.
主啊，今天神的儿子要来。
But today the Son of God is coming.
但是今天的教会是在最软弱的时候。
But today's church is in its weakest.
我们看来看去所看见的都是黑暗。
You see darkness all around us.
主啊，这个黑暗要多久呢？
Lord, how long would this darkness last?
我们感谢你，你答应过你要来。
You promised that you will come again.
你差遣你的使者要来炼净你的教会。
You sent your messenger to come and refine your church.
他名称为立约的使者。
He is the messenger of the covenant.
因为他已经立了这个新约，是永远不能废弃的约。
Because he's already established this new covenant with us, which will not ever go away.
他亲口告诉我们，有一天他预备好地方，他还要再来接我们到那里去。
He told us so himself. One day when he's prepared his place, he will come and bring us to that place.
主啊，你也在等我们。
Lord, you're waiting for us.
你等我们比我们等你要不知道强多少几千倍。
I think your longing for us is so much stronger than our longing for you.
主啊，我们对不起你。
But we have fallen short of you.
我们实在对不起你。
We really have fallen short.
我们蒙大恩，可是我们的生活好像跟世人没有太大的区别。
We've received your wonderful grace, but our life is not any different than the people of the world.
求你的光先临到我们的心里。
We pray for your light to come upon our hearts.
先照亮我们的一切的黑暗。
Shine on all of our darknesses.
你说我们是光明之子。
You've called us the son of light.
我们跟世人应该不一样。
We ought to be different.
我们的生活应该是世上的光。
Our lives should be a beacon of light.
是世上的盐。
Or be a salt of this world.
是让人能够看见神是怎样的一位光明的神。
That people might see what a glorious God you are.
可是今天我们的见证黑暗了。
But today our testimony is dark.
因为我们活在罪中。
Because we continue to live in sin.
而且这个罪常常是连外邦人都没有的。
And these sins are so terrible that maybe Gentiles don't even commit them.
主啊，你的心是何等的伤痛。
Or your heart is so sad.
我们在你面前是羞得连头都抬不起来。
And we're so ashamed.
我们只有在你面前谦卑认罪悔改。
We can only humbly go before you, confess our sins and repent.
给我们一个忧伤痛悔的灵。
Lord, give us a broken heart and a contrite spirit.
主啊，让我们有回转的机会。
And give us an opportunity to turn back.
免得你来的时候，像炼金人的火，像漂布人的剑。
Lest you come to us like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
主啊，在地上求你预备一批人，能够迎接你的儿子第二次回来。
Or may you prepare a people on this earth today that will usher in your son's second coming.
今天让我们就把自己献给你。
Let us offer ourselves to you today.
今天就让我们在你面前有一个彻底的奉献。
That we may have a complete offering of ourselves before you today.
让我们不再做一个心怀二意的人。
Let us no longer be a double-minded person.
让我们的祷告 mean business.
That we mean what we say in our prayers.
主啊，求你救我们到底。
Lord, help us to the end.
不让我们随随便便就过去。
Let us not go by life casually.
不让我们在地上的岁月就这么浪费，什么也没有见你面的时候什么都没有。
Let us not waste our days on earth that we would come to you empty-handed.
提醒我们。
Remind us.
趁着还有今天。
As we still have today.
主啊，帮助我们。
Help us.
今天教会已经到了紧迫的关头。
Today, your church has come to a critical time.
求你救我们。
Please help us, save us.
因着你的荣耀，因着你的旨意。
For your own will and for your own glory.
可怜我们今天的光景。
Have pity on our condition today.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.